I have been looking forward to seeing these words for my whole life. Scotland are going to the World Cup. And not only have we sealed a place at the World Cup next year, we have done it in the most incredible fashion. How about a Scott McTominay overhead kick 3 minutes into the game? How about a 93rd minute winner from Kieran Tierney from 25 yards? If you thought that wasn't good enough, what about a Kenny McLean goal from his own half to make it Scotland 4, Denmark 2, and to secure our place on the world's biggest stage next summer at the USA, Canada and Mexico? I'm Andrew McLean. Joining me in the studio, former Hibs and Celtic midfielder Scott Allen and journalist Hugh Keevans. We also have Kenny Miller and Gordon Dalziel at Hampden as well. Guys, how have the celebrations been?
Can't have been that quiet.
Maybe they've gone already. Maybe they're away celebrating, and I do not blame them whatsoever. We've got them. We've got them, guys. Talk us through it.
Yeah, it's incredible. We're sitting there and 2-1, you're thinking, right, that's it, 2-2. You think the dream's over. We were looking at each other, our heads were down, the threes were just sitting there, but you never write a Scotland team off, do you? You know, the character is showed. Were they great tonight? No, they weren't. That was not what it was about. It was about heart, desire. Q said it earlier, brave hearts. And that's what happened tonight. And when that goal went in for Tierney, and then obviously Ken McLean, icing the cake. I'm telling you now, I've been in the game a long time and never experienced scenes like that before. It was absolutely brilliant.
And it's been the story, that it's been the story of this campaign. I mean, tonight, for the large, large spells of this game, we're second best. Even when the Danes go down to 10 men, they've still got the control, they're still looking to probe and get forward. But the team just stayed in it. They stayed in the game, and when they got their moments tonight, they took their moments. Three goals tonight out of the four were absolutely out of this world. You know, and for goals like that to send us to the World Cup, these players will remember this night for the rest of their careers, for the rest of their lives.
Well, here on Super Scoreboard, we are taking your calls all the way through until 11 o'clock. We could be on air until 6 in the morning and the phone lines would be flashing, but we have an hour of your calls. Robbie is up first in Falkirk. Robbie, take it away.
Well, I just want to say good evening, and I know that everybody listening on the panel, and probably everybody listening over the country, will be high as kites, and rightly so. What a game. Unbelievable. I'll tell you one thing. I want to just say to Hugh Keevans, you empty, to thank you, because I was away to ask you all this stuff about all these World Cups going away back to 1974 and all these playoffs and blah, 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 blah. What do you think of that game, Hugh? And he's just emptied the wagon. So fair play to Hugh for emptying the wagon with a couple of minutes there, and he's absolutely spot on. That type of game was one of the most incredible games I've ever seen. Obviously, it's the goals, everything like that. I mean, see, Denmark, they had a good few chances, especially in the first half, but Scotland as well, that one with McGinn flying by the top corner, the diving header for Adams. Both teams, to be fair, I'm just wanting to give Denmark credit. They gave us a good game, but we were just simply too much bottle, character and quality. Now, here's another thing that I want to say, is I'm absolutely over the moon. And Kenny will come what I'm talking about, because he's played in a lot of these in the last 25 years. These playoffs, just avoid the playoffs altogether. Because I can mind the one, I think it was about 2007, Kenny. Was that right? When Walter Smith was the manager. I think you were played in that game, and we went out in cruel circumstances. We've had too many playoffs over the last 25 years. Just avoid these playoffs altogether. And that's, I'm really happy that Scotland have topped the group. And they've went through automatically, rather than all this missing out tonight and going into a playoff, and probably, getting on our luck, they're a good chance for us to get knocked out in a playoff. I'm absolutely over the moon, and I'm really happy that everybody all over the country, Celtic fans, Rangers fans, should come together in these type of occasions. Every fan, amateur, clubs, everybody all over that likes football, support your team. Your team's going to the World Cup. And I'm absolutely over the moon, guys.
Robbie, that's why a 76-year-old man is sitting here with a tartan scarf around his head. So I've decided to go the whole hog beside Scott Allen here. Yeah, I do believe It was the best of all Scotland performances that I have ever seen, whether it was a qualifier or at a major tournament. There were elements of the paranormal about it. Now, people will say an exaggeration. At one time on Saturday night in Greece, Scotland were 3 goals down. Since then, they've scored 6 goals in a game and a half, gone to the World Cup for the first time in 28 years, scored arguably the best ever Scotland goal, had Kieran Tierney score a goal that any top-class striker would have been proud of, and then Kasper Schmeichel has been chipped from the halfway line by Kenny McLean. It is fantasy stuff.
If you were wondering what that noise was when Hugh Keevan started speaking, that was his Nokia getting the update of Scott McTominay's goal from earlier on in the night.
Kenny, can I just say it's my grandson that says delighted, so excited, Noah. Noah is my half-Danish grandson, and that's it. Well done, Noah.
Oh, he's fully Scottish tonight, I can tell you that, Hugh Keevans. Kenny Miller at Hampden. You said before the game that the national anthem was the best you'd ever experienced. I bet you couldn't believe what was about to follow.
Listen, it was an incredible atmosphere beforehand, and that national anthem was getting sung. What transpired through the events of this game was absolutely incredible. We were really second best for long, long spells. Again, Denmark, there was one time it flopped, the stats popped up. 17 shots Denmark had to our one. And that was going into the last 15 minutes of the game. The last 15 minutes was just crazy. We get the goal from Shankland from the corner. They then equalise and we're on, and we're all flat again. And then two outrageous strikes for Kieran Tierney, who's came on and again looked like he was a little bit out of sorts even within the game, playing back and playing safe. And then as he strides onto that, a missed clearance from the Danish player right onto his left foot, he just strikes it past his teammate and goal. It's a wonderful strike. And then the last goal for Kenny McLean, like, it was just the icing on the cake. I think everybody's thinking, just go to the corner. Shanklin was going to the corner beforehand. Just go to the corner or pass into the corner for a teammate. But you could see him just looking at Kasper Schmeichel, trying to get back into his own box. And he's caught it absolutely sweet as a nut, and it's flew into the back of the goal. 4-2, going to the World Cup. It was a really incredible game, the way it went, and the ebbs and the flows, the sending offs, the goals, the ups and downs and the emotion of the whole night. But at the end of it, you've seen what it meant to everybody involved in the Scotland camp. Staff, players, fans, everybody now can look forward to next
summer. And I've had a second grandson on now to say that's the best thing I have ever seen. And that's the grandson called Archie. So Archie and Noah, get to your bed.
I know grandsons that are trying to get their grandpa to buy them a ticket to the USA, Mexico and Canada next year.
Oh, I know. By the time I get back home, Lady Keevans will have booked a hotel in Florida.
Well, thank you to Robbie. Let's speak to Jude in Paisley. Jude, how are you feeling after that?
Drained, emotional. It's been like a roller coaster tonight, but what an absolute amazing performance. I can't say I'm any prouder to be Scottish tonight than I am. I thought the guys were fantastic tonight, and those goals were just superb, absolutely superb. I'm so pleased that we've got this at last, you know, and I think Stevie Clark's had a hard time of it from the past, you know, and I think he's done a great job to get us to all these tournaments, and that's just proven his worth tonight, I think. And those players, you could see how much they wanted it too. We never make it easy for ourselves, but at least we've qualified now. It's amazing, amazing. And I'd just like to say to everybody that Scotland will not be at work tomorrow. I'm afraid that there's too much going on in the world. It's now a national holiday.
Yeah, I think we should try and get that going. Try and declare tomorrow a national holiday. Absolutely. So that no one needs to work tomorrow.
We do self-declaration here. We don't need to wait for John Swinney or anybody.
Hugh, I think if you were to say it, then it would be law. So I think we'll go with the Keevan's law.
Scotland, take the day off.
Yes. It is so.
I mean, you can hear what it means for Jude. That'll be the same for every single Scotland fan all across the country, Scott Allen, and for the players as well. Just imagine what they'll be feeling now in that changing room.
Yeah, listen, they've done, I think as a young Scottish player growing up, the chances you go into a World Cup, especially the latest generations, has been very slim. They've now put that right. They're obviously taking us there next summer. And listen, it took moments of absolute magic from a few Kenny McLean, Kieran Tierney, Shankland doing what Shankland does best, and obviously Mick Tomlin's goal for me is the best I've seen in a Scotland jersey. It was just, it was a night where it was, I think we're sitting in here, I was pulling my hair out at times, because that's what Scotland do, you go through every sort of emotion when you're watching them play. But to win it in that manner at the end, it was just truly incredible. And obviously, if fans of all ages will have the same feelings tonight and be really excited about what's to come next summer for us.
Gordon Dalziel at Hampden, when it was 2-2, when those 6 minutes went up of injury time, what was the feeling like inside the stadium?
There was a lot of bowed heads. I thought a lot of supporters thought the dream had gone, Andrew. I don't think the Scotland players did, because that's just the way they went about their business. I'm going to say, and I'll say it again, I will never forget the scenes in the last couple of minutes here, especially when Kenny McLean, I watched the technical area, I watched Steve Clark, I watched supporters round about me, crying, jumping about. I've never seen scenes like this in my life in all the time I've been in football, and it was a privilege to be amongst them.
How do you plan to celebrate, Jude?
I've absolutely no idea. I'm not used to this whole winning experience kind of thing. I don't really know how to react. No, I'm only kidding. It's just amazing. I remember France 98 quite well, and we'd all group together, get out and go and watch the games. It was a real part of the atmosphere, and that's what I'm planning to bring to next year for this World Cup for Scotland. It's just amazing. I'm so proud to be Scottish tonight, guys. Absolutely amazing.
Thanks to Jude. What about Dougie and East Kilbride? Dougie, sum up how you're feeling.
Oh, unbelievable, lads. Unbelievable. I was just saying to the producer there, I think it was Andy Halliday said last night that when it was the boy Parrott that scored the hat-trick for Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
The celebration.
Republic of Ireland,
The Republic of Ireland. That's got to beat that by a country mile. The celebrations tonight and the drama of winning that in the last couple of minutes is unbelievable.
Do you know what, I don't think that we'll fully take this in.
Yeah.
Until sometime later in the week, because there are so many different headlines there. The McTominay goal, unsurpassed. The Tierney goal, where did that come from? The McLean goal, I mean, beyond astonishing. When Dorgu scored, the traditional Scotland story is, it's 2-2, Denmark goal, we don't, it's game over. And we still found the heart to score not one but two goals after that.
When it went to 2-2, Kenny Miller, it was an incredible test of the mettle of these Scotland players, and they passed it with flying colours.
No, they did. I think and again, I'll say it again, I don't think over the course of this campaign they've played their best stuff, but they've found a way to win, and this team just do it, you know. Again, Gordon says, when again, just before it actually went in, Gordon, we're saying it's 1-1, we're going to get this right, it's going to be 2-1, all the predictions are going to be right, and it went 2-1, but then it goes 2-2, but I still believe that there was something going to happen. You know, that obviously the sending off's crucial, it did allow us to get a foothold in the game, it did allow us to get more territory in their half, and we just started to put balls forward and put them under pressure, and we got the answers. You know, we were knocking on the door and we got the answer, and the two finishes were just out of this world, like Hugh says, but this team has just never said aye. You know, they don't give in, even though good, bad or indifferent, whether the performance is gone, they just don't give in, and again, they've found a way to win tonight and send us to the World Cup.
Dougie, we got to the last 2 Euros, but does this just feel different?
Oh, 100%. 100%. This is, well, 1998 went to the last time, so this is unbelievable. Never been to America, so I'm going to try and book a ticket now.
America doesn't actually know what's going to hit it.
I know, exactly. I know.
And the Mexicans and the Canadians as well. So, you know, it's Hollywood. It's literally the big picture.
The drama of doing it that way here is unbelievable. Yeah. After all the years of waiting and waiting and waiting, so to do it that way is class.
First thing in the morning, Dougie, when you open your eyes, you'll think, did I just dream that?
I know, it's crazy. Ah, it's brilliant. They deserve it, they really, really deserve it. They really do. And as much as I don't know if I particularly like Steve Clark's tactics most of the time, but do you know what? Fair play, you've got tip your hat to him tonight, aren't you?
And that is, he can be a polarising character. He doesn't have the backing of 100% of the Scotland fans, Scott Allen. But Steve Clarke, the job Steve Clarke has done with this group of players, two Euros, now a World Cup. He is he's managed more games for Scotland than any other Scotland manager. By the time the World Cup comes around, he'll have been in charge for a longer period of time than any other Scotland manager. That says it all.
Yeah, it's unquestionable in terms of delivering tournaments. I think it does obviously split the opinion in terms of the players that we have and the style of football we do see at times. But listen, when you get nights like this and nights that take you to the Euros, tonight is so, so special for so many people in Scotland. And I even questioned myself when Kieran Tierney got on at right back, when you're thinking you put two strikers on the pitch, you want to get down the side, put crosses in. If it's a right footer, then you don't get Kieran Tierney at the edge of the box on his left foot to be able to shape it round. The small details can be all the difference. We spoke about set pieces at the start of the game. That proved to be get us back in the game with Lorne Shankland on the goalkeeper. So you don't have to like his football, but you got to love winning, and that was as big a win if Scotland have ever had tonight.
Well, thanks to Doogie, Kenny Miller and Gordon Dale at Hampden, we will send you on your merry way. But just finally, some parting words from what you witnessed at maybe the craziest night at Hampden ever.
Well, the most emotional football game I've ever been to and witnessed in my life. I'm proud to be here. I'm proud to be Scottish. We thought the dream was over at 2-2. But what can you say about this team? You get back to Stevie Clarke there. Yes, he comes in for criticism. Remember one thing tonight. That was three substitutions that scored three goals. I know what you and we're all saying together. We're unbelievably praising the goals that Scotland scored and the quality. But I'm throwing Shanklin in there as well, because you've got to be there. That's what everybody was talking about, him coming off the bench and making a difference. Yes, they got us back to 2-2, but we showed what we're all about. And I'll get back to it again with Hugh Keevans. Bravehearts.
And yeah, listen, I'm absolutely drained. I've been through the ringer. It is for me as well. It's been the craziest game that I've witnessed as a fan, and in these stands. Again, the turnarounds, the emotion, it's a roller coaster ride again. But we've came out on top on the right side of the result tonight. Again, some wonderful goals, some big performances within that as well. And like you say, big decisions getting made. Kieran Tierney going on right back when he made the change as well. McTominay ended up going out across on that left hand side. And I was thinking, well, you're putting one of your main goal threats out on the wing there, which is not his strongest. Listen, everything seemed to pan out and everything worked. Again, written in the stars tonight that Scotland go back to the World Cup for the first time in a long time.
Well, we are going to take a breather. I think we need it after what has happened tonight. But we are here until 11 o'clock taking your calls, so keep them coming. Listen closely. This time next summer. Well, not this time next summer. I don't know what's happening. The news is, and I can't think straight, because Scotland are going to the World Cup. Scotland are going to the World Cup, and it happened in one of the most crazy circumstances imaginable. There was a Scott McTominay overhead kick, potentially the best goal, probably the best goal ever scored by a Scotland player for the national team. Kieran Tierney scoring a 93rd minute winner against Denmark. Kenny McLean following it up with a goal from his own half to seal the win and seal Scotland's spot at the World Cup next year. And we want to keep hearing your thoughts on Super Scoreboard. Scott Allen, the former Hibs and Celtic midfielder, alongside me, Andrew McLean, and journalist Hugh Keevans is here as well. What about Kevin in Hamilton? Kevin, how are you feeling?
Oof, I'll be honest with you, fella. I'd need a bigger face to smile with if I felt any better. That's absolutely incredible. I've never seen a game like it in my life. I don't think anybody has, to be honest, because even though Hugh is of a certain vintage, I don't think Scotland have ever had a game like that.
No, never. You're absolutely right, Kevin. And I don't think you'll ever see one like it again, to be honest.
No. I'm kind of a... Obviously, I know you're of a certain vintage. I don't want to keep saying your age over and over again. But,
it's all right.
I'm 39, so I was just slightly too young. I remember, a wee bit, say, Italia 90 and stuff like that. But then also 94, we won the there. 98, I remember vividly. But I'm just that used to growing up for there. It's always been glorious failure when we get to here. It's so weird to have actually had a glorious success. It's like, I genuinely don't know what to say.
You know, Kevin, at 2-1, when Shanklin puts the ball in the net, you think, we've dipped our pockets. we have actually done it. We've dipped our pockets. They started the night in the World Cup and we were outside. And we dipped our pockets at 2-1. So you think, that's it over. What a great story. They make it 2-2. The story of Scotland at international level is when they make it 2-2, we fold like a pack of cards and that's it. But that didn't happen either. So then we score one goal from Tierney and you think, what a finish this is. And then we get another one. So that's why you and I both know, Kevin, we'll never see anything like it again.
I don't think so. And I need to be totally honest with you. The first goal going in is one of the best goals I've ever seen in my life, scored live. Whether I was at the Gate Wolves, I couldn't make it to the game, but I just mean in general. But that's like Ronaldo-esque, Bale-esque, Champions League final, all that kind of stuff. And to do it in the second minute, I'm sure you all thought the same as me. Why could they not have done that just straight after half-time? The rest of the goals you say as well, it's not as if like the Shanklin one was a wee bit of a scuff finishing. I heard you mention that during the show, guys, as well. But I need to thank Scott Allen. I want to give you a personal thank you, because at that kind of point, Hugh, you started making predictions and I wasn't liking what I was hearing, because it's usually the opposite of what happens. And Scott shut you down quite politely, and I was like, thank God.
But who was correct?
Well, to be honest, I can't even remember now.
I said this game's gone bonkers.
Yeah.
And it's just in case you made a prediction, I think, because you've usually got about 99% accuracy, whatever you say, the opposite.
No, but to be fair, I said this game's gone bonkers. Anything could happen now, and it did.
So even it went to two each. To be fair to you, you still believed that we were going to get another chance. Yeah. I was a wee bit on the fence.
Sometimes games take on a life of their own, and that game took on a life of its own.
That all sort of buys into the. Leading into the game, I felt there was almost an uncomfortable optimism from a lot of people surrounding Scotland in this game, which we're not really used to because there's always such pessimism. And then there was this train of thought that was it written in the stars with everything that had happened at the weekend leading into this game? Yeah. Steve Clarke was asked about it in his pre-match press conference. Andy Robertson was asked about it in his pre-match press conference. Given what happened tonight, Scott Allen, it's quite hard to say that that's not the case.
Divine intervention, as they say. Yeah, listen, I think when Denmark obviously equalise, you're looking at the shape of the game at that point was they were dominated. We were struggling to get out of our own half. We weren't creating chances. Yes, the stat came up in the game and it was 17 attempts to our one. We couldn't quite see where the chance was going to come from. Then you get a second yellow card for Christofferson, was it?
Christensen.
John McGinn obviously turns him, he's away. It was a wee bit harsh, we'd probably go with that, the second yellow.
Yeah.
It was slightly harsh, and then everything then swings in your favour again, you get a new lease of life. And at that time, to be fair to Steve Clarke, you put Shankland on, you put Adams on, Tierney comes on as well for Hickey. I think that's more down to where he's at physically with Brentford. And we just kept going. We kept going. And set piece, you think you've done enough. They obviously hit back again, and then Kieran Tierney, as I said, so the show just when we came back on after the game, I was moaning about not putting a right-footed one out there. I felt it would be the two strikers that gives you that one to hit early round the defender. If it's a right footer, then the ball doesn't fault you at that stage of the game. And Kieran Tierney, after he's coming in for a lot of criticism this season, he came up with a huge moment for himself personally, but for all of Scotland, a fantastic finish past his teammate Kasper Schmeichel. So for me, it was just an incredible night of emotions. As I think Kenny said, we went through the ringer with it. We really did. It wasn't a perfect performance, but it was a perfect win.
Kevin, you talked about remembering France 98 in that sort of intervening period up until now. Were there thoughts of whether Scotland were ever going to make it to a World Cup ever again?
I honestly, genuinely didn't think so. I was lucky enough. I remember when I lived in Aberdeen for many years, and Gordon Strachan, when he did his first press interview, which was quite weird in my old work. So we got to meet him, I worked for Vauxhall at the time, so we got tickets and stuff like that and went to it. And I never, ever, ever thought, even with him coming in at the time and all the managers we had since, I think a lot of people really need to take a wee bit of a look at themselves when it comes to this. We've had some really, really cracking managers all the way back to Craig Brown. The first Scotland manager I remember is Andy Roxburgh and stuff like that. Then it goes way further back to your Alex Ferguson's and Joe Steen's. They're all great, great managers. But if you look at what Steve Clarke's done, I think he gets a lot of unfair criticism. There's a lot of stuff. But the night I was screaming to my mate, we need to get Shankland on and we need to get strikers on and just go for this. And he did. He did it a fair bit quicker than he usually does. So I've got to give him a wee bit of credit. And again, see whether it was a penalty. I thought it was a harsh penalty. I'm no bothered by any of the decisions. This is the good thing about the game actually going for you. And the one thing I did want to say is, I don't know if you guys, I'm sure you will have seen it, the scenes yesterday or the day before when Ireland won, obviously, their game and stuff like that. I had visions, and see, we were on about having optimism. I was like that the day watching this. I just, even when we went to 2-each, I don't know how you guys feel, but my wee brother's notoriously not a big international football fan. And he was like, I'm going to switch us off. I went, don't. I said, I've got a really good feeling that we're going to come back and win this. And he's actually kept it on, and he can't believe it. He's like, how did you see that? I went, I don't. I've no idea why. I just thought, the night's a night. It's got to be.
It was the night that preconceptions vanished. The preconception is that when Denmark make it 1-1, never mind 2-2, when they make it 1-1, we've had it. Yep. We score, and the preconception is, we've actually done it. And then at 2-2, the preconception is, oh, we've actually had it. So the whole night was about, take away the thing you first thought of and replace it with what actually happened.
Well, those were the thoughts of Kevin. What about Robert in Partick? Robert, tell us how you experienced that game.
Oh, behind the couch. at the end of the game, I burst out grating at the end of the game, and my wife came in and says, what are you grating for? I told her, she's going away back. My very first World Cup was in 1978, when Scotland played Iran, Peru and Holland. And this is the best experience I've ever had. Even club football, I'm a Rangers fan, even club football, this is the best thing I've ever seen in my life, with Scotland doing that tonight. I'm so proud of my team. I'm so proud of Steve Clark. Take a bow, Steve Clark. You're a national hero. All the Scotland players are national heroes, and there should be a statue of Steve Clark built at Southampton, because he's the best Scottish manager we've ever had. I'm so proud of him.
Well, what makes it so special for you, Robert?
I didn't ever think I would ever get to see Scotland in the World Cup again. And I'm 57. And I didn't think I would ever get to see them again. But these past few years, Steve Clark has built up a great team, a great fighting team. And when it went 2-each, I says, ugh, no chance. And the fight in the Scotland players was absolutely fantastic. They all fought like Lions, Bravehearts. I'm so proud of them. I couldn't be any prouder.
Yeah, being from Partick, Robert, you're obviously a man of natural intelligence. As all of us are who came from Partick. But you're right, and to be emotional like that, yeah, a little emotional when my two grandsons texted me straight away. You know, that's partly what it's about as well. It's about a country and the feeling that people have for the country, and the long separation from the biggest tournament in the world. And now everyone can go. I mean, my 16-year-old grandson said he's going out to look for a job tomorrow so that he can buy a ticket to go to America.
Fantastic. You know,
so that's it touches the lives of people. Professional football, at its peak, touches people's lives. And tonight, men, women, children, grandchildren, their lives have been touched, and that's great.
What are the plans to celebrate, Robert?
I was going to say there, apart from David, who phoned in the other night and didn't want Scotland to get through. plans tonight, I'm out walking my dog up at Tides Park in Partick, just down for Highland. So I'm looking at him, he's a wee chihuahua. And I said, I better take him out. My wife, she's in watching, but she's watching in the bedroom. And I'm going back and I'm going to watch Sky Sports for the rest of the night.
Robert, if we hadn't qualified, you'd have been lower than the chihuahua's backside. But
definitely.
But Partick will be ablaze tonight.
I mean, the scenes. Oh, sorry, on you go, Robert.
I just walked by. I'm just walking by Hugh's old primary school, St Peter's.
That's it. Yep.
Yep. It's near a block of flats.
Well, have we got a blue plaque outside to say that I went to school there?
No, have you seen it?
No.
I don't know, but Partick, I have a lot of Scottish fans singing and that, so I'm Partick, so it's a good place to be tonight.
Great.
It is incredible what football can do, Scott, because whether it is you know, youngsters who have never seen Scotland go to a World Cup and have dreamed of it and have watched, you know, the big stars on that stage and imagined us being there and not having experienced it, or whether it is older supporters who followed Scotland decades ago at World Cups and experienced the highs of those and have sort of longed to see it again, or whether someone is in between those, everyone now just has this same feeling of elation and excitement, and are now inspired by what's to come.
Yeah, and that's why these players deserve enormous credit, because it takes nights like these for to inspire, whether it's the next generation, even older people can be inspired from what they see. I think the only way you can get that true feeling of everybody as a collective, as a country, is through international football, especially in this country. So listen, for me, as I said, emotional roller coaster tonight. That 10-year-old son who's now next year will be able to see Scotland in a World Cup, and that'll be a special moment for me and him to watch the games together. Something you naturally always say that we're not going to get there.
That's what I mean. So tonight, your first thought, out with the football, the actual game, your first thought is Scots boy, my grandsons, and Robert and Patrick walking the Chihuahua. You know, it's great for everyone.
Well, thank you to Robert. Enjoy your night. Final chance for you to get your calls in. Do that now, and we'll speak to you next. We are still trying to process what we have seen tonight. We saw Scott McTominay score an overhead kick. We saw Kenny McLean score from his own half. And we saw Scotland qualify for the World Cup for the first time in nearly 30 years. Thomas is in Hamilton. Thomas, how are you feeling? We're going to the World Cup.
Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. I'm on my way home for the game just now with my two sons and my wife. We're a bit of a disjointed family. Two of us support Celtic, two of us support Rangers. So Scotland brings us together. And what we just seen tonight was honestly absolutely unbelievable. We were at the game, and it was one of those ones at the end of the game we didn't want to leave, because like the scenes and everything was just absolutely unbelievable. It was absolutely unbelievable.
Anybody going to school or work in the morning, Thomas? Or
I've got my 6-year-old boy in the back, and I've got my 17-year-old boy in the back. But as it stands, I don't know if they want to go to the. I don't know if they want to go to school tomorrow, but they will be going, because they need to make sure that they're ready to go to the World Cup, because we'll be trying to get tickets to go.
Thomas, in terms of football matches you have watched, you've been to, yeah, celebrations you've been involved, yeah, in, does anything come close to it?
No, absolutely not. I mean, I've been fortunate enough to see my team win lots of trophies. However, watching Scotland tonight qualify for World Cup, I've never seen anything like that before. Not that I can remember it anyway. So to be able to see it live, to do it with my kids, to do it with my wife, honestly, it was... It was absolutely incredible. It's a feeling that I'll never ever forget. No matter what I see in my life or football games I go to, I'll never forget what I seen tonight. Watching my kids celebrate, my wife celebrate Scotland going to the World Cup. Honestly, it was absolutely incredible.
You prompted another thought for me, Thomas. I was speaking to a pal of mine in the newspaper industry today, and a man in his 50s, hard bitten journalist as we like to think of ourselves. And he said, you know, I'm working tonight on the Daily Record, and I've never been on a night when Scotland qualified for the World Cup. And that was his ambition for tonight, to be working on the paper when it happened. As I say, lives have been touched all over the place. Thomas, Mrs. Thomas, the two Tomai.
Great. Noah, Craig and Laura, that's who's in the car with me at the moment.
Noah, Craig and Laura.
I got them a programme at the end of the game, and I said, and keep that, because yous were there when it happened. Don't, you know, in 10 years' time, 20 years' time, and when I'm not here, you'll pull that programme out and remember you've seen your country get to World Cup.
Do you get it discount because you buy it after the game's over?
No, unfortunately not.
Oh,
unfortunately,
miserable.
It is an incredible thing watching it all unfold and just knowing that you are watching sort of history happen in front of you. This is a game, Scott, that people will be talking about for years and years and years to come. That Scott McTominay goal will be rewatched. I can't even think how many times. That Kenny McLean goal will be rewatched. I can't even think how many times. By me tonight when I go home.
Yeah, and that is what football gives you, and it especially gives us in this country, a country that, listen, we pride ourselves with our football, we live for it. For me tonight, look at that, obviously Thomas there with his family. To experience that as a family at the game is something that will live with all of them. So when his wee boy does pull out the programme, we always remember who was all there. That's what football brings, and especially in a country where we haven't been blessed with getting to tournaments, especially not World Cup since 1998. So that will be, listen, McTominay, what would just be kids in Scotland watching that? Kids all over the world will see that on YouTube now. That's the way it is. They'll see the compilations. Kenny McLean, I know we're speaking about McTominay, but technique for that, fantastic. Couldn't have had it any better. It's just honestly, we could speak all night about the emotions it brings out in everybody, but what a night it is. It is literally history making.
It's 47 years since Archie Gemmell scored that goal against the Netherlands. 47 years.
I know that goal, and I wasn't alive at that time.
No, but we still talk about it. Yeah. And when I said to you, McTominay's goal is top three, and you said to me, Andrew, Archie Gemmell. 47 years later, we're still talking about it. And 47 years later, I'll be sitting here with you two, and we'll still be talking about it.
Thomas, not to put pressure on you in front of the kids, but is the plan to go to the World Cup next year?
It certainly is the plan to go. As soon as the draw is made, I'll be straight on to Skyscanner trying to find the best flights to get there.
It is amazing because it is just the magnitude of the tournament as well. Yes, it is a World Cup, which is, you know, levels above the Euros, but for it to take place in the USA, Canada, Mexico.
Yeah.
I mean, is that the only thing? If it was Europe, it would be more accessible to us here?
I know, but in a way, it's more exciting. When we were all in France in 98, okay, you go to Saint-Étienne or Bordeaux or wherever, you know.
Kick-off time, isn't that here, though, for the kids?
Well, I mean, people go to America on holiday every year, so they cope with everything. But this is exotica. This is not just one country, three countries. And you could have the time of your life. I would get up, get to work tomorrow, Thomas. You're going to need a few quid.
Well, thank you to Thomas. What about Josh, who is up next? Josh, tell me how you are feeling.
Do you know, guys, I've got a tattoo on my arm, on my kind of upper arm, and on it is James McFadden scoring against France, Dennis Law scoring against England, and Kenny Dalglish scoring against Wales. The hardest thing I've had to debate in my head walking back to the game tonight is whether I'm going to get Scott McTominay or Kenny McLean added to it.
Oh, it's going to be McTominay. There'll be a picture of him doing an overhead kick. It'll be iconic.
Well, if you've got Scotty. Three, you may as well go for another three more and go McTominay, Tierney and McLean.
Absolutely. No, it's, I mean, seriously, guys. One thing that we were talking about in the aftermath of the party, and, you know, when folk were starting to file out of the match tonight, was only football can give you that feeling tonight. There's no other sport or entertainment event, I think, that can, you know, astonish you or surprise you and leave you with just the feeling of euphoria that I still have right now. And we certainly had in the stadium. That was the most incredible game of football that I've ever watched in my life. And to qualify for the World Cup and, you know, in North America as a result of tonight's game was just, I mean, you probably won't be able to name you would have a college try, but you probably wouldn't have been able to name every member of the squad who was a part of the failed 2006 World Cup campaign or the 2010 World Cup campaign. But, you know, those boys, those men tonight, they have wrote themselves literally into the history books forever. And I'm just, I'm at a loss for words.
Some people would mock when you and others say nothing else in life can affect you like football. But it's actually true. And that's why more people in Scotland watch our domestic football per capita than any other country in Europe. It is massive in people's lives. And tonight, they have witnessed something truly extraordinary.
Hugh, you said earlier on that people probably wouldn't appreciate how crazy tonight was at the time.
Yeah.
You know, in time, we'll find that out. Does that ring true for Steve Clarke and his time at Scotland, that he maybe just won't be appreciated until his time is over, or appreciated to the level that he should be?
I think that tonight is massive for him, because in his 6 years in the job, even though we qualified for back-to-back European championships, we played badly when we got there, and he divides opinion. But tonight, he willingly tore up his own image, threw caution to the winds, went for it, and in return, three of his substitutes scored three of Scotland's four goals. Tonight very much belongs to Steve Clarke. Congratulations to him.
Well, thank you to Josh on the line. Thank you to Scott Allen. Thank you to Hugh Keevans. Thank you to Steve Clarke and the Scotland players. We are going to the World Cup. That brings us to the end of a night we'll be talking about for decades. There has been false dawns, heartbreaks, failures, but we have finally stepped out of the shadow of 1998 with an extraordinary win over Denmark. A door that felt sealed shut for almost 30 years has swung wide open. USA, Canada and Mexico will be coming. Enjoy your night. Get your sick note ready for the morning, because Callum Gallagher is up next to keep the party going.